Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A new poll suggests Governor Tim Walz could face a competitive re-election challenge in November 2026. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says Walz does have some vulnerability due to all the fraud in his second term.
But the question is, who is a strong opponent? The Republican Party is underfunded. They haven't won a statewide race since 2006. Their declared candidates are all, with the exception of Doc Jensen, pretty obscure.
The KSTP Survey USA poll shows 47% approve of Walz, 47% disapprove, and 6% are undecided. Former Minnesota State Senator Nicole Mitchell's attorney is requesting that her felony conviction be changed to a misdemeanor at her upcoming sentencing hearing tomorrow. Mitchell was convicted of felony burglary and possession of burglary tools by a Becker County jury in July. She broke into her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes in April 2024. Many of the 50,000 people attending Farm Aid 40 at the U of M's Huntington Bank Stadium were farmers. 46-year-old Matt Kruger from Pine Island in southeastern Minnesota says folks are struggling right now.
Markets are really poor in the farm economy, and there's a high risk of bankruptcy and farmers being in some serious financial difficulties. So it's great to see Farm Aid is putting their hand up the air, right? Hey, we're here to raise awareness.
Kruger says he doesn't know how the fundraising happens or is distributed to farmers, but Farm Aid is great for highlighting what's happening in rural America. He grows corn, oats, sunflowers, and has 35 feed cows. Turning Point USA will proceed with its scheduled event at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus today, though without its founder, Charlie Kirk. The 31-year-old conservative commentator and prominent Trump supporter was killed last week during a stop on the same campus tour at Utah Valley University. In his absence, conservative commentator Michael Knowles will headline the event, now rebranded as the American Comeback Tour, featuring Michael Knowles. The Minnesota Lynx beat the Phoenix Mercury 82-69 Sunday at Target Center to take a 1-0 lead in the WNBA semifinals. The Lynx outscored the Mercury 42-22 in the second half. Courtney Williams led Minnesota with 23 points, 7 assists, 8 rebounds, and 5 steals. Game 2 of the best-of-5 series is Tuesday night in downtown Minneapolis. The Minnesota Vikings improved to 2-1 with a 48-10 rout of the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Backup quarterback Carson Wentz threw for 173 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Jordan Mason ran for 116 yards and 2 scores. Cincinnati falls to 2-1. The Vikings play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers Sunday morning in Ireland. A sure sign that winter is approaching. Setup began this past weekend for the 22nd season of the Bentleyville Tour of Lights at Bayfront Park in Duluth. Volunteers are needed to help bring the magic to life, though. Opportunities are available on Saturdays and Sundays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Wednesday evenings from 5 to 8 p.m. This is MNN.